Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Ayin Tes in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting a few lines from the top of the Amud in the two dots. Says the Gemara, Yom Tov Shechal Yerz B'Moritz Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, Yabir Ganoma Yikane. Yikane is Rosh Hatevus Yain Kiddush Nir Havdolo. You should first do Kiddush, and of course wine comes first. And only afterward, the words you do Havdolo. Starting with Birkas HaNer, because you want to show the Chavivus you have for Yom Tov and not the fact that Shabbos is leaving. Chanin bar bo Omar b'shem Rav, his name of Rav, Yain Kiddush and Avdol, the same thing. And then Sukkah v'zman, and then if it's Sukkah, you do Brocha on the Sukkah, and then you do Brocha Shechionu if it's the first night. Chanin Omar, according to one of the Gersos over here, is Yenaik, Yain, Ner Havdolah, and then Kiddush. As the Gemara is going to explain soon, Havdolah comes before Kiddush, and he holds the wine, starts the whole process. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, we're using Reb Chaim's Gerso, Shmuel Omar Kadoda Reb Chanino. He said Reb Chanino, Domar Rav Acha B'Shav Yishu B'Levi, Melech Yoitze V'Shilto Nichnas. First the king leaves, then comes the second in command. So Shabbos first leaves, then comes Yom Tov. First of all, you melave the melech out, then you come and greet the shilton. Levi Omar Nihik, according to the Gir of Rav Chaim, which is Ner Havdolah and then Yain Kiddush, because he holds that the wine needs to be between Havdolah and Kiddush, but he still says Havdolah before Kiddush. Says Gwam Mistabir the Levi, we agree with Levi, do Omar Main Shnem, he does combination of both. Havdolah before Kiddush like Rav Chanino, and wine next to Kiddush like Rav. Omar Zeiro, boy, kumi Rabbi Yosi. We asked the Rabbi Yosi, hach ovdin uvdo. How should we do? Omar le kiravik Rabbi Yochanan. We do like Rabbi Yochanan, which is yain kiddush, then ner havdolah. The chen of like uvdo kiravik Rabbi Yochanan. That's also the way they did the maise to do it like Rabbi Yochanan. Ravo kadav ozi ledroimo. Ravo, when he went to the south, ava ovad kirav chanino, because that's the location of chanino. We went to Tverio, Avovit Kirab Yochanan. Toloi Mafligal by Nash Vasra. He didn't argue on the Rav in his cities. In every city, he did the minik like the Rav Paskat. Al Daiter of Chanino Nicho Vekasho Ab Yochanan. Meaning, according to Chanino, the Nair, the candle comes first, we understand. According to Ab Yochanan, the candle comes only later, we have a problem. As the Gemara goes on Amud Beis and says, Ilubishari Moisa Shono, Inim Vorchala Nair, Shaloi Chabe. During the year, we're careful to do candle before Havdolah, because maybe someone will have a candle, and the candle will be extinguished while it does Havdolah. So he's telling, do the candle right away, and then continue Havdolah. So says the Gemara, V'kom mevorech al haner shelo yichaveh. In other words, why here Rabbi Yochanan is not afraid that the candle will extinguish? Why does he say to delay the candle for later? Why does he say to do first Yain Kiddush and only afterwards Ner? Maybe the Ner will extinguish the only candle that he has. Says the Gemara, Ma'ovad li Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan does with this. What is he going to answer? Kaman sheyesh lo yayin ein nira kobe. Talking about here, someone who has a whole meal in front of him. So he probably has a candle that can last the entire meal. So in that choyshesh, the candle would extinguish. Says the Gemara, V'yavorach la Ner b'soif. So if so, why do you do yayin kiddush and then Ner Havdolah? Do yayin kiddush, Havdolah, and then Ner. Leave the candle for the end. Says Gemara Shalak or Zman Shabbos or Saboyes. You don't want to change it completely from other Shabboses. Every other Shabbos, candle goes before Havdolah because you choshesh the candle will extinguish. So see here, you do candle before Havdolah, even though now you're not choshesh the candle to extinguish. We're in Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah b'chamoyim im noitim le'adayim ve'achakach moizgim esakoyes. You first wash your hands, then you pour the cup of wine. First you pour the cup of wine, drink the wine. Then you wash your hands. Says the Gemara, what's the reason? Because if he doesn't wash his hands may be tame. And then he's going to touch the cup, he will make the cup tame. Now the cup will come tame. I don't want the cup to be tame, so I want to make sure his hands are washed. My time on the Basil, so Basil will say, Loilu Macharea Kois Tameim. Meaning, I don't mind that the back of the cup is Tameh. As Reb Chaim explains, Basil will hold that even though the back of the cup is Tameh, it doesn't make the inside of the cup tummy. We separate the back, the inside, and the handle of the cup, and each one stands on its own. So the back of the cup becomes tummy, the inside of the cup does not become tummy. So Sebi Seal, we don't mind for a person to use a cup that has the back of it tummy. But Chama say we do mind. If you make the back tummy, it will make us the inside tummy. So therefore, you have to wash your hands and have to make the cup tummy. Basil said, I don't care if the cup is tummy behind, and one could use a cup which is tummy behind. Says the Gemara in the next daf pei. Dovaracha, another reason, eini tilas yadayim ela somuch lebrocho. I don't want to wash hands until you get to hamoitzi, to show that tilas yadayim is coming not for the wine, but for hamoitzi. So that's why, first of all, I do the cup, the kiddush, the wine, and only afterwards I wash my hands in order to show that tilas yadayim is connected to the brocho of hamoitzi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brochos Daf Ayin Tes.